Blog Talk Radio.
They must have thought I stopped rapping or something. Yeah. Here we go.
Seems like everybody.
Seems like they
everybody,
forgot about
everybody,
it, huh?
Forgot about me.
I'm still the best rapper alive today that I pass. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind, God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got cola, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity. A cursing. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow. I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy's standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me.
Forgot about me, huh? It's false prophets on the block, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollering about you self-made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you trying to take all the fame. But no one day, we all gonna have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Yeah. Y'all one more. Listen. They told me curse God and die one time. I told them they must be out their mind. I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every clique, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they sure don't live it. Watch their bread, if something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Thank you.
No. Let's give the Lord another hand of praise.
Amen.
I just want to thank God. You know, when we talk about sowing and reaping, gifts and surprises, all of those things. But I've just been, people have been blessing me here lately, you know. I some people call me to go to work, and I tell them, I don't think I feel like it. Praise God. But then somebody will come by and, you know.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, come to you with humbling. You don't know how to say thank you. Lord, thank you for leading us and guiding us as you see fit, Lord. Lord, thank you for leading us to your Son, Lord. Thank you for sending your Son for dying for our sins, Lord. And we did not deserve this, Lord. But thank you because you are so good. You are so worthy that you are so good. Because you are so good, you came down here and saved us, Lord. You gave us an opportunity to get in the house, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Even when we strayed away from you, when we forgot about you, when we just used some material things, Lord. Oh, God, you still came down here and died for our sins, Lord. Thank you for being so good, Lord. Thank you for being you, Lord. Thank God, I'll shut up. Oh, Lord, you are so good. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. It's only because you were so good. Nothing that we did. It's not by our works. It's not because we did so good and we were so good, Lord. It's because you were good. And I thank you. And I love you, Lord. Lord, I shout out all of our sin. I rebuke any unclean and evil spirits. I'm just going to try to hinder your people from getting out this world what you meant. For them to get out this world. Lord, I shall rebuke them in the name of Jesus. So they have no power over this line. Lord, I shall have over us. They have no power over us. We have the power. You want control, Lord. Use us. And God, use us as you see fit. Take control. Let us sit down and let you stand up. And you just have your way, Lord. Have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As I'm saying, we're coming out of the book of Luke, chapter 22. And I think we're picking up at verse 47. We're going to finish chapter 22 off 47. From chapter 22, verses 47 through 71. But before we go there, I want to recap on what we learned yesterday. Just a quick recap on what we learned yesterday. We learned about from 24 to 26. It talks about our argument over who was to be greatest. And we found that the one who's greatest in the kingdom of heaven will be the one who is like a child. These are people who are humble. People who are least in the earth are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So don't strive to be great down here, because you are already great in the kingdom of heaven. Greatness does not rely on being great. You don't rely on a title to make you great. You don't rely on people to make you great. You don't rely on your surroundings to make you great. Because you have God, it's because you have God that you are great in the kingdom of heaven. It's not a title. It's because God says you are a child of God, and it's because of him that you are great. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to skip down to verses 31 through 34. And we learned about that disciples will be tested. We as disciples will be tested. Here is Jesus warning the disciples, and that tells me that we will be warned of oncoming danger. Before it gets to us, we will be warned about it. God loves us so much that he warns us about danger before it gets to us. So that's why we should have our minds set on God at all times. So when incoming danger is coming, God can warn you and you will see it. And how do we prepare for this test? We pray. When we're fit to be tested, we have to pray for strength so we won't fall into the temptation, which is the test. We have to pray for strength. We can't get our mind, we can't migrate our minds, let our minds wander off from God. Because if we let it wander off from God because we are tired, and we feel like we can't do it no more, that's when you fall into temptation. That's God calls that going to sleep. And that's what the disciples were doing. They were sleeping. And that's what we do. When we get our mind off Jesus, we have went to sleep. We are not awake. Because if we was awake, our eyes would have been on God. That's how we know when we're awake. That's how God knows when we're awake, because our eyes are on him. We are alert. We are on it. But when we take our eyes off the word, we are asleep. So it's important for us to stay up, stay in the word of God, and pray so we will not fall into temptation. Amen, amen. Let's move right along. We all learned about money bags, traveling bags, and swords. And that goes from verses 35 through 38. And this, in this particular section, it talks about it said Jesus, I'm just going to read little pieces, verse 35, chapter 22. And it reads, Jesus asked his disciples, when I sent you out without a money bag or a traveling bag or sandals, did you need anything? No, they answered. This right here, God is telling us, we learned in this section that we don't need those things. You know, after walking with God and not having the money bags, traveling bags, or towards not having money in our pockets and clothes on our backs and no knives, no guns. We didn't need all that to stay safe. We didn't need that to survive. We didn't need those things to survive. And he's saying, as you go, now that you got the point that you don't need the stuff that you need to get along in life, to get ahead in life, he said, go on with the same mindset when you do get the house, when you do get the car, when you do get the money, when you do get the clothes. Go ahead in life with the same mindset that you really don't need this stuff. So when this stuff comes and goes, you would know. Your mind, you would not be relying on this stuff to keep you going. You would keep going because you know that you don't need that stuff. You know all you need is God for your journey. So as you go ahead, when God gets you prepared for the destiny or the destination he has prepared for you, as you go to that destination, as you preparing, when you step into your destiny, going now with a new mindset that I don't need to rely on these things to get me ahead in life. These things that I have don't make me. These people around me does not make me. Going into the new season, since we are going into a new season, going into a new season with a changed mind of I don't need the material things to get ahead in life. Because as long as I got God, I have everything I need. Amen, amen, amen. Moving right along. This is on a section of praying. 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 And it goes from verse 39 through 46. And this is on the subject of praying. And it says, Jesus went out to the Mount of Olives, as he often did, and his disciples went with him. When they got there, he told them, pray that you won't be tested. This is the part. What I was talking about, I had kind of skipped ahead, but I talked about this when it said the disciples will be tested. That the disciples will be tested. I talked about that up there, but that's the same thing. You know, pray so you won't be tested. This is again, once again, the disciples were being tested, but this is at the point that they were being tested and they were asleep, and God warned them, pray. He was already praying for them that they had to wake up, be alert, be on alert, that danger is near. Danger is near. So that's just telling us we have to constantly be in prayer, constantly be alert of what's going on. Yeah. Keep your focus on God. Pray for strength. Pray for strength. If you feel like you can't get through something, pray. Pray. It's not the time to say forget it. It's not the time to slack off on the word. It's not the time. Pray. Call somebody. Talk to them. Have them pray with you. Pray. Prayer is important. Praise the Lord. 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 And look what happened. Jesus was telling them to pray. But because it's important to pray, but right here in this section, they had went to sleep. So the result of you going to sleep and you not being alert and not praying, you fall into that temptation. Here is Peter. He fell into the temptation because it says that when Judas and the soldiers came up to arrest Jesus, it said Peter picked up his sword and sliced off the soldier's ear. He fell into temptation because he wasn't supposed to cut the soldier's ear off. You know, which led into another temptation of him denying Jesus three times. Then you had Judas. He was asleep. Judas was asleep. He was with the priest, but he was asleep. Which led him to go betray Jesus. So we have to stay alert, stay awake, and pray at all times, especially when we feel like we're at a point that we're weak and we can't get through. And we had enough. We have to stay awake. Call somebody, talk to somebody, have them pray with you, pray. Moving right along, and this brings us to the lesson we have today, which is verse 47. We're going to start at verses 47 and 43. And the title of this section is Jesus is Arrested. And it reads, while Jesus was still speaking, a crowd came up. It was led by Judas, one of the 12 apostles. He went over to Jesus and greeted him with a kiss. Jesus asked Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? When Jesus' disciples saw what was about to happen, they asked, Lord, should we attack them with a sword? One of the disciples even struck at the high priest's servant with his sword and cut off the servant's right ear. Enough of that, Jesus said. Then he touched the servant's ear and healed it. Jesus spoke to the chief priests, the temple police, and the leaders who had come to arrest him. He said, why do you come out with swords and clubs and treat me like I'm a criminal? I was with you every day in the temple, and you didn't arrest me. But this is your time, and darkness is in control. Amen, amen. That was our contemporary version of Luke chapter 22, verses 47 through 53. We actually did that one yesterday too, so. But I'm explaining that one once again, but I also want to read it out of the International, this is what it is, yeah. The New International Version, which is taking. And it reads, while he was still speaking, a crowd came up and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Judas to kiss him. But Jesus answered him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, Lord, should we strike with our swords? One of them struck in the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, no more of this. And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard and the elders who had come before him, I am leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs. Every day I was with you in the temple courts and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour when darkness rages. Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance, and when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard, had sat down together, and Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him sitting there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Let's want a little bit over that section, but praise the Lord! Really stopped at 53. But let's backtrack. This section is talking about when soldiers have now came and it's time for Jesus. It's time for them to arrest Jesus. And it's time for them to send him to a cross. But the thing is, Jesus wasn't tripping at this point. People think Jesus was tripping because he was saying, why are you treating me like a criminal? You know, they thought he was tripping on them, like really asking them questions. But he was really being sarcastic, really. He was really saying that, the only reason that you are able to arrest me right now is because it's time for you to arrest me. God darkness is in control of them. for nothing happens.
It's a chilly downstairs.
Okay. Nothing happens without God. Nothing happens without God. That's what he was telling us. You are only able to do what you're doing because God is, it is, this is in God's timing. All the, it was other times in the Bible that they tried to kill Jesus. But every time they tried to plot to kill him, they couldn't kill him at that time because it was not time. But at this moment right now, because it is time for him to now be, time for him to be crucified, they are able to arrest him. And it's just like in our lives. No matter what people try to do, people will talk about you, people will try to kill you, people will try to destroy your character, people will try to put a bad name on you. But no matter what they do, they can't, nothing can happen. Nothing can stop what God has planned for you. They can try to kill you, but it won't prosper. You know, they can try to slander your name to people, but it was not, it would not prosper. The weapon was formed. That's what the Bible says. It said no weapon formed against you will prosper. It ain't say it wouldn't form. The weapon will form. It'll look like, you know, they can, like somebody can have a gun. They can have it in their back pocket. They can pull out the gun. Load it. You know, pull the trigger back. But it won't prosper. It's going to fall, but whatever they have planned, it won't prosper. They have plans for people to dislike you. They have plans to take your position. They have plans to sabotage your destiny, you getting a job or whatever it may be. They have plans to do that, but their plans won't prosper unless it's in God's will. Unless it's in the will of God, it will not prosper. You know, that's why we should walk and not be afraid. We shall walk and not be afraid. I had to learn that myself. I must confess. You know, I walked in fear a lot. Scared of what might happen. What's going to happen. Not knowing what's going to happen leaves you in fear. To walk in fear. You know, God ain't give us a spirit of fear. You know, he said he will be with us. He said, just like I was with Moses, I will be with you. Just like I was with Moses, I will be with you. You know, nothing happens without his permission. So we should walk around in fear and scared of what might happen. We shouldn't walk around in fear because God has the last say so. Amen and amen. In all things, let God's will be done at the end of the day. It's not as we will. Not as I will. It's not our will. But we need to let God's will be done. Because either way, it's going to be done. God's will is going to be done. Praise the Lord. It probably takes some time for some people, but it will be done. His will be done. You might rebel at the moment, but his will be done. Because everything and every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow before they leave this earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, let's move right along to section. This name of this section is called Peter Says He Doesn't Know Jesus. And it goes from verses 54 through 65. And it reads, Jesus was arrested and led away to the house of the high priest. While Peter followed at a distance, some people built a fire in the middle of the courtyard and went sitting around it. Peter sat there with them, and a servant girl saw him. Then after she had looked at him carefully, she said, this man was with Jesus. Peter said, woman, I don't even know that man. A little later, someone else saw Peter and said, you are one of them. No, I'm not, Peter said. Peter replied. About an hour later, another man insisted, this man must have been with Jesus. they both come from Galilee. Peter replied, I don't know what you are talking about. Right then, while Peter was still speaking, a rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter, and Peter remembered that the Lord had said before a rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will say three times that you don't know me. Then Peter went out and cried hard. The men who were guarding Jesus made fun of him and beat him. They put a blindfold on him and said, tell us who struck you. They kept on insulting Jesus in many other ways. Praise the Lord. And then this section again says, Peter says he doesn't know Jesus. See, in this section, a little bit ahead, Jesus was telling Peter that he was praying for strength in his faith. But when he comes back, when his faith strengthens, go back and get the other and encourage them in their faith. But Peter was in denial and was like, Lord, I'm ready to die with you. I'm ready to do whatever you've got to go through. I'm ready to go through it with you too. Speaking without knowing, without even knowing. You know, he was speaking without even knowing what he was going to do at the time that it was to happen. So Jesus had told him that he was going to deny him three times before the rooster crowed. And this is at the time, this is that time, in this section, that Jesus prophecy comes true. What he told Peter comes true. At that time, when it was time for it, it was all boiled down to, and I was out, it was time for Peter to die. Jesus to die. Peter had not even known him. He denied him not once, not twice, but three times. He denied knowing Jesus. What he was boasting about and what he was all crunked up about wasn't all what it all was cranked up to be. At the end. This tells me, don't say what you're going to do. Don't say what you're going to do. Because you don't know what you're going to do until you are in that situation. We have that bad. We'll be like, if it was me in that situation, I would have did this. Boy, I ain't like them. A girl, I ain't like them. I would never do that. I wouldn't. I don't even curse out or whatever, but I wouldn't take it that far to run you over, you know, or put you in jail. You know, we say stuff like that without even knowing what we would do in those type of situations. We always say what we would have did or what we was going to do or what we wouldn't do what the next person do. But when we get in those situations, the total opposite happens. You know, you claimed if it was me in that situation where somebody had a gun in my face, then I would have beat their butt. But when you get in that situation, you cry like a baby, telling them, please don't shoot. You know, you claim when you was in a situation, if I get in a relationship and I get a good man, shoot, I'm going to give him the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give him the world. I don't care. You know, if he, you know what I'm saying, we all make mistakes. If he make a mistake, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to wave it off because I ain't perfect. But you get in that situation and when he does do something, you find out it ain't so easy to forgive a person. It ain't so easy to forgive them right away. It's some heartbreak that come into play. It's some heartbreak. That's why we shouldn't be quick to judge the next person. Because it was like, girl, she took that too far. She ain't have to run him over. She ain't have to burn up his house and his clothes. when you got, excuse my language, but when you got in that situation, you seen exactly how she felt. You seen how she felt when he cheated on her. You seen how he felt when he cheated on, when she cheated on him and he cheated on her. You seen how that. Now when you get in that situation, you be like you want to burn up some clothes. You probably don't do it, but you get in that situation. You wanna beat them down. You kind of want to run them over with the car. You might want to beat them with a 2x4. You know, you never know. You can't say what you're gonna do without even knowing if it, what you even know what you're gonna do. You don't know what you're capable of. You don't know how it feels to be in that situation to say that you are not going what you're gonna do. So don't never say what you're gonna do. And what you're not going to do. Because you have no idea what you're going to do or what you're not going to do until you get in that situation. Because it's easy for us to say what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. It's easy to say. No doubt about that. You know, our lips just run. We just run. Lips can say anything. But when it comes to getting in that situation, and take it, action, the action speaks louder than what you said. Everything changed. So don't never say what you're going to do and what you're not going to do because you don't know. God knows what you're going to do. While you sitting up there saying, oh, girl, I'm your real friend. I ain't going to be like your other friend talking behind your back. And I ain't going to do all that. Don't do that because you don't even know why you're saying that about the other person. I ain't going to be like her, but you don't even know the reason why she's doing it. You don't know the whole story. You don't even know the whole story and talking about what you're not going to do. When you get in that situation, you're going to find out that she was telling all your business, sleeping with your man and all that, and then you will see why old girl did what she did, why she ain't her friend no more. Now you get the big picture. So don't never say what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. Praise the Lord. On to the next section. Oh, before we move on, it's carrying on in this next section because when Peter denied Jesus, denying Jesus, it ain't making no better for Jesus. He took on everything by himself. He took on everything by himself. Every time we sin, he took a flash. He took some insults. You know, every time we sin, every time, you know, go against what he told us, he got whipped. He got whipped every time we did something. I had to point that out. He got beat, talked about every time we did something. Praise the Lord. Moving right along. The next section says, Jesus is questioned by the council. And it reads, at daybreak, the nation's leaders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law of Moses got together and brought Jesus before their council. They said, tell us, are you the Messiah? Jesus replied, if I said so, you won't believe me. And if I ask you a question, you won't answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right side of God, all-powerful. Then they asked, are you the Son of God? Jesus answered, you say I am. They replied, why do you need more witnesses? He said it himself. God says, why do you need more witnesses? He said it himself. Praise the Lord. This section is titled, Jesus is Questioned by the councils. Jesus questioned. Here's Jesus being questioned by the nation's leaders and the chief priests the nation leaders, which are the people in the world, you know, the different nations and the leaders of those nations. You got the United States, you got the United Kingdom, you got, you know, all the different nations. And not just different nations as in countries, you know, nations, but you have different nations of people. You have different nations of people in here. He was talking, these are the leaders of those nations, of those people who was asking these questions. Because, no, if you want to get the whole word of nation, really nationality, which is a group of people, different nations. And then you had the chief priests. Who was like the chief priest, or was like the pope, like we got a pope today, like that's like the pope. And then you have the teachers of the law, teachers of the law of Moses, the religious folk. And they was asking him, was he the Messiah? They wanted to know, was he the Messiah? Who was he? They wanted to know who he was, because Jesus, at this time, Jesus had and worked all kinds of miracles. He was healing everybody. People was bringing all their money to Jesus, you know, because he had been so, you know, Jesus, you know, if you didn't know, now you find out that Jesus is God wrapped in flesh. He is the Almighty God wrapped in human flesh. You know, and some people, when he came, some people recognized who he was because God revealed it to them. And, you know, here he is brought before the leaders of the nations, of the church, you know, and the religious folk. He brought before all the leaders. And they want to know who he is because everybody following him. Now they losing money. Now they losing people. Now they can't use nobody because Jesus has healed these people. These people ain't blind no more. They aware that what's going on. And they want to know who is this man. Who is this man that's healing people? Who is this man that's opening people's eyes? Who is this man? Who is this man? They want to know. Because this man is taking all our money. This man is taking all our slaves. This man is taking all the fame, all the attention. Who is this man? They want to know. You know. Even though they know they finna kill him, they want to know who he is. They want to know, why is he got dealings with sinners? Why is he dealing with dirty folk? What people will call today dirty folk. With the drug addicts. What's his dealing with the prostitutes and the pimps? And the hoes and whoremongers. What's his dealing with those people? Why he hang around them people? Why he healing them people? Why he ain't around us rich folk, religious folk? So much perfect folk, us Hollywood stars. Why he ain't up there with us? Why he ain't up there with us people in the White House? We are the greatest in the world. We are the rich people. We are royalty. Why you not up there with us? That's what they want to know. They want to know, why are these people coming to you? Are you God? Are you the Messiah? Who are you? That's what they want to know. And that's what is going to happen. That's what happens. It happens today with people who turn their life over to God and let the Lord use them, use their life, use everything they have in their life, you know, and they help people. When people come to them for advice, people are, hey, you ain't even got to ask for the money. People just giving them money, giving them things, you know. And they don't come to me, who? They going like, who are you? Hey, dear Jesus, ain't you the son of David? Ain't you the same one that used to be out there hoeing? Ain't you the same one that used to be out there pimping? Ain't you the same one that used to be out there on crack? Ain't you that same one used to be on that shunt? Matter of fact, ain't you that same one used to sleep under the bridge for like 28, 30 years? You know? They gonna be like, who are you? Who are you? Because you're gonna look so different. You're gonna appear so different. You ain't gonna be that same. You ain't gonna be out on the block, walking the block, selling your behind like you used to do. You ain't gonna be out there selling those drugs like you used to. So they gonna be like, who are you to try to tell me something? They gonna try to remind you who you used to be. They gonna try to remind you of who you used to be. And you know what? And you don't owe them no explanation. You don't owe them no explanation because God know who you are. God knows what you've done. God is the one who forgave you. God is the one that healed you. The word of God is going to speak for itself. You don't have to say nothing. All you got to do is walk and live. Every time he did a hit, most of the time Jesus did a hit, he healed somebody. He ain't say go tell him. He said go walk. Go live it. Go on. Go show them what I did. Show is walking it out. See it in your action. See it in your lifestyle. You ain't got to tell them, I'm a Christian. Hey, I'm a preacher. I'm a bishop. You ain't got to say that. People will clearly see in your life who you are by your character, what you stand for, your morals. What you ain't gonna take, what you take, what you allow, what you don't allow. You don't gotta say, you don't gotta prove nothing. You ain't gotta prove a thing. You ain't gotta prove a thing. And what else is saying in the Bible? It say that don't worry about when you come. To these points when people ask you questions, don't worry about what you will say. Don't worry about what you will say because God is going to speak for you at that time. God is going to speak for you. So don't worry a little head, don't worry your mind because when you do speak, it's going to be God that's speaking. And as you can see, when they was asking questions, half of them he ain't even answer. He said what the Father wanted him to say. He ain't speak when they wanted him to speak. He spoke when the Father spoke. Hello. So that's what we gonna do. We ain't gonna worry about what people got to say. We ain't gonna worry about what we gonna say when they ask us. We ain't gotta worry about none of that. Cause God gonna speak for you. The Word gonna speak for itself. Who is the Word? God is the Word. How we know God is the Word? Because it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh and walked among us. Who was the Word that walked among us? Jesus Christ. Who was Jesus Christ? God walked in flesh. He's going to speak for you. The great I am, the one that sits high above the thrones, the one who can forgive whomever he wants, when he wants. The one that has made you a son and you a daughter. Is the one who's going to be speaking. The one, the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the one who's going to be speaking for you. So don't worry about what you're going to say. Don't try to defend yourself. Don't try to prove nothing. Just know that you are who God says you are. If God says you're a son, you're a son. If God says you're a daughter, well, that's who you are. If God says he forgave you, he forgave you. You ain't got nothing to prove. Just be. That's what God says, just be. Just be. Because it's not by works that we are who we are. It's not because we're so good. It's not because we're so talented. It's not because we helped brother so and so out with Rod. It's not because we helped sister so and so out with a place to stay. It ain't because we helped so and so go grocery shop. That's not why we. That's not why God forgave us. That's not why God said we are sons and we are His daughters. We are His sons and daughters because He said so. It's not because of nothing. We were so good. We did so much good works. Cause, no. It's because He said we are. Because He said we are. God sees the change. When other people want to bring up, girl, they used to be out there. Girl, now they talking about they a Christian girl. She talking about she a girl. She talking about she going to church. Girl, she ain't got her life right, girl. She the same one used to be over there. Oh, hoeing. And, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Because you don't owe no people around you no explanation. Because another thing it says, no prophet gets honor in their own town. In their own town. No prophet gets no honor in their own town or country. And you can just take yourself and put yourself in the prophet's place. Because a prophet is not, it's just a person that talks to God. It's a person that communicates with God. No child, no son of God, no daughter of God is going to get any, you're not going to get, don't expect no respect, no honor in your own country, town, or city. Don't expect no people around you that knew you, what you used to do. Don't expect to get honor from them. Don't expect them to believe you, believe that you have changed. Don't expect them to believe you. Because some people can't just accept the change when people change. Just be. Just live. Just walk. They'll see one day. Just be. That's all you gotta do. Just be. Amen, amen. That was the end of Luke chapter 22. That was the end. Chapter 22. Making good time.
Amen. 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 Praise God on tonight. We thank God for that word on tonight from First Lady Aisha Prevost. Praise God. That was what was according of the study of the book of Luke. Praise God. I believe that was chapter 22, right? Chapter 22. Praise God. So we thank God for that word on tonight. Amen. The thing that stuck out to me through her lesson tonight, praise God, was, amen, when she said, judge not. There's a scripture that Jesus said, judge not, yet ye be judged. By the same measure that you judge, amen, God's going to judge you by the same measure. Praise God, hallelujah. She pointed out, don't never say what you're going to do in that situation. Praise God, because you ain't been put in that situation yet. Hallelujah. Amen. We go so hard on Peter, but Peter, when Peter said, I will die for you, I'm gonna ride or die for you. Amen. Peter, remember, Peter was the one that believed. He knew that he was the Son of God. When he said, who do y'all say I am? Peter one that spoke up and said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. He was there on the Mount of Transfiguration. He was there, praise God, when Jesus did the miracle with the fish in the boat. Hallelujah, and his nets began to break. He knew beyond a shadow of a doubt who Jesus was. But when the time came down to it, praise God, hallelujah, when it came down to it, amen, Peter kind of backstepped a little bit, praise God. Peter got to cussing a little bit. He denied Jesus. Hallelujah. He didn't plan on doing it. Praise God, hallelujah. So we don't need to judge other people, amen, because of a lot of stuff you did, you didn't plan on doing. Praise God, hallelujah. You didn't plan on getting that man number, amen. You didn't plan, hallelujah, on taking that woman home. Praise God, you didn't plan on stealing that money. Praise God, amen. You didn't plan on gossiping, Amen. Y'all just started having a conversation. It went here, went there. Praise God. Amen. There's a whole bunch of stuff you didn't plan to do. But remember when it was somebody else. Amen. You were the judge when it was somebody else. They shouldn't be doing this. That man too good for her to be doing that. That woman too good to him for him to be doing what he's doing. Praise God. But you can never say what you won't do until you in that situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I want to say this. Thank God for the grace of God. Hallelujah. Thank God for his grace. Thank God that he is a forgiving God. Thank God. Hallelujah. That even though we mess up, hallelujah, amen, he takes us back. Praise God. The book of Hosea says that he describes us like harlots that run away and play with our lovers. And when our lovers are done with us, amen, and don't want to have nothing else to do with us, we come back home. And guess what he does? He welcomes us, praise God, back home. The prodigal son left and spent all his fortune, praise God, amen, on prostitutes and jewelry, clothes and cars and all that kind of stuff, praise God. But when he came to himself and went back home, the Bible says that his father met him halfway when he saw him coming. He didn't ridicule him. He didn't talk about him. He didn't beat him over the head for making a mistake. Praise God, he welcomed him back. Amen. Put the ring on his finger, put the coat on his back, and the Bible says he even threw a party. Praise God. He was so happy that the one that was messed up came back home. Hallelujah. That the one that was stayed at home got mad about him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I said all that to say praise God, to thank God for God's grace, because even though, amen, we fall, the Bible says that he will take our sin and throw them into a sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered anymore. He says he takes our sins and he puts them behind us, and God don't look back. Praise God, hallelujah. It says he takes our sins and divides them from us as far as the east is from the west. Praise God on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God once again for that word on tonight. We thank God for each and every person who tuned in. Amen. Everybody out there who attempted to call in, we thank God for you. We're having a little trouble with the Blog Talk phone lines tonight. Praise God. But hopefully we will have all those issues ironed out by Sunday night. Amen. When we go back live again. Praise God, and we'll have a guest speaker on Sunday night. Praise God, so we want all of y'all to tune in and be blessed. Praise God, and we truly hope you are blessed with a word from the Lord on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you who tuned in and watch that watching in Facebook land. We thank God for y'all on tonight. Praise God, we're going to go ahead and pray out at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself. We thank you for the word that you delivered to us on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Amen. For you have a plan, praise God. Amen. You know what's best for each and every one of our lives. Hallelujah, praise God. We know that when things don't go right to us, hallelujah, they're going right according to your plan. Hallelujah. And we thank you for that on tonight. We praise you for that on tonight. We magnify you for that on tonight. For we know that all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Even when we don't see it, even when we don't know it, hallelujah, even when we can't figure it out, hallelujah, we know that you already know the end from the beginning. And we thank you for that. We praise you for that. We worship you for that, Lord. And we magnify your holy name. And as we leave from this place, but never from your presence, we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, hallelujah, and the anointed truth of Christ, we love y'all. We'll see y'all next time. And don't forget to say y'all prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ, Uncensored. Praise God on tonight.